ABC Radio Australia.
Lao's president won't reveal if China is trying to woo his government and encourage it to give up its diplomatic ties with Taiwan. The small island nation is one of just six in the Pacific which formally recognises Taiwan, but which China considers to be a breakaway province with no right to state-to-state relations. Now, Beijing has mounted a concerted campaign over the past 2 years to lure away Taiwan's remaining diplomatic allies around the world. And most recently in the past week, it succeeded with convincing the West African nation of Burkina Faso. It's the second country in just a month to switch to China. Palau's President Tommy Remengesau Jr. joined me to discuss the issue. We've seen a lot of talk of late about China's increasing influence in the Pacific. Now, Palau is one of six Pacific countries, though, that has diplomatic relations instead with Taiwan. We've seen some small countries like Palau that have had previously relations with Taiwan switch in recent times to actually recognise China. Taiwan has come out and accused China of carrying out what it's describing as dollar diplomacy, or talking about China luring its allies away with huge amounts of foreign aid. Is Palau being pressured by China to cut off Taiwan? Are you currently being wooed by China?
Well, I don't want to describe what China's actions are. I just want to focus on the relationship of Palau and Taiwan, which has been consistent and committed. But like every relationship, we're always trying to improve and on the cooperation and collaboration involved. We have to work, I've said we have to work with the China in the Security Council as being members of the United Nations. So that's a reality for everyone's concern, whether you're a friend with Taiwan or China.
Why is it that you maintain this particular relationship with Taiwan?
Well, we've established our relationship based on principles, values, and ideals of democracy. And I think we're more, we have a lot of things more in common with Taiwan. So that was a basic consideration for President Nakamura when he established these diplomatic relations. And we've been consistent from day one.
We have seen, particularly in the last year or so, things develop with your relationship, particularly in regards to Chinese tourists and the issues and concerns that you've raised about them are coming in mass groups as well, and the kind of damage and effect that that is having as well. But where does your relationship with China stand? How much interaction do you receive foreign aid? How important is that relationship? While you don't officially recognise it, and you've got obviously recognising Taiwan, you're having to manage those relationships. What is it? How would you describe your relationship with China?
Well, we certainly have said from day one also, Catherine, that we have no enemies. So we do not think any ill-conceived feelings of China. On the other hand, we've also included them in our promotional activities for tourists from China to also come and visit Palau for investment. In this case, we're advocating high-end investments from China to come. So we treat everybody the same. Our situation recently actually has been a situation where too many tourists coming from China by way of Hong Kong really made a significant impact on the availability of rooms. And therefore, we wanted to cut down the number of charter flights so that we can have an even more level field of number of tourists coming from different places, as opposed to just having a great, great majority of tourists coming by way of Hong Kong. We were able to reduce the number of flights and things have normalized, and that's where our relationship with China is. By the way, I may have failed to mention this, but we don't get ODA assistance from China.